Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And we are here for you, Arizona homeowners. That's what we do every Saturday, is give you an opportunity to dial the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348, and ask us any question you might have about home remodeling or home improvement or home maintenance or home ownership in general. We've been doing the show for 30 years, and Romy, it was 30 years ago. We're talking today about one of the things we're talking about is preparing for holiday guests. 30 years ago today, the first whack at the Berlin Wall was struck.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Now, you know what? That almost brings tears to my eyes. I remember hearing that quote live. Can you imagine what it would be, have been like for families that have been separated for a half a generation to see that wall come down and be able to spend the holiday festivities together? Oh, man. A very, very critical and important date in history. That was 30 years ago today. We've been on the air for 30 years. I feel like we started this yesterday. Feels like I heard that yesterday. But in preparing for your holiday guests, I heard Jennifer on the phone just yesterday. I think she finally ordered her turducken.
She's on the phone, yeah. So she can't.
Yeah, she was ordering the turducken and the rice dressing stuffed turkey, and we you know, between now and Super Bowl, we'll probably deep fry 5 or 6 Cajun turkeys between now and then. So she was stocking up the freezer. And our daughter and son-in-law and 3 grandchildren, who have recently moved from Minneapolis to Sacramento, drove in Thursday night, and they're here for a few weeks. So our pantry has empty nesters that has gotten more and more bare. I mean, that pantry right now is just busted at the seams. It was like 4 shopping trips. And
I had an appointment in Chandler this week and stopped for lunch at Baby K's, and there was a couple people while I was there that had signed up for their turkey to get a deep-fried turkey from Baby K's for Thanksgiving. It made me laugh. Do you remember in one of the first years that they started doing the deep-fried turkeys, we're at Baby K and Dr. Rosie's house, and Pierre shows up. And he doesn't have a turkey. We're waiting for him to get there with the turkey to start. And he's like, no, I sold it. What? He said, some guy rolled up in the parking lot as we were pulling out. And he said, I am desperate. I am in trouble. I have really screwed up. And I need a turkey. And he said, well, we're sold out. All I've got one left is the one I'm bringing to our family. And he said, this guy pulls out, just reaches in his pocket, pulls it out. And it was $800 all. And he counted. He's like, you can have all 8. And he's like, so I sold our turkey.
$800?
So this guy must have really been in trouble.
I was going to say, how many wives did he have that he was going to have to divorce? My goodness. What a deal.
Well, but luckily, she was always got the coleslaw and the mashed potatoes and the honey-baked ham. And we didn't go hungry, but we didn't have a fried turkey that Thanksgiving.
That's one of the family traditions for our family. And you all have the traditions for your family. And in getting ready for a guest, we've got our holiday tip of the week. And to kind of help you think through, I tell people, you know, now in our house, those 2 middle bedrooms stay empty 99% of the time. And so before we have guests arrive, we just kind of go live in those rooms for a couple days. Make sure the alarm clock battery is still good and the light's not burned out and the registers are operating correctly. And you know,
the fans aren't squeaking. That's a big one. And the doors, because when they sit like that, sometimes they get squeaky.
Yeah. So go live like your guests are going to live. That's probably one of the biggest recommendations I can make for those of you like Jennifer and I that are now living in a mostly empty house. I mean, that bathroom used to get 40 visits a day. Now it doesn't get 3 a month. You got to go in there and kind of flush things around and fill up the tub and drain it and check the exhaust fan and the lights and everything. But we always try and poll people. We have guest lists for regular family guests, and we know what it is, generally speaking, what their favorite little foods are, what their comfort foods are, what their refreshments of choice are, and we try and make sure we've got an extra load of all those. And the other thing that we try and do, which our guests seem to appreciate a lot, is we try and make room in the closets so they don't have to live out of the suitcase spread on the floor for 3 or 4 days. I know when I'm traveling, when I get into the motel room, I empty my suitcase immediately. I move in, and it just feels so much more normal and everyday routine than trying to rifle through 8 pair of socks in your suitcase to figure out which one to wear that morning or that evening for such and such event. So get in and live in your house as if you were a guest. That helps you check all the little things. And I will tell you this. We called our pest control company, and we have them service the house on a regular basis. But when you have a couple rooms that aren't used, have no traffic, and are quiet and dark most of the time, those rooms tend to be where any critters that are in the house are drawn to.
One tip Blue Sky did give us was to make sure you leave some light in there. So I've started opening the curtains in there, just walk in there and open the blinds or whatever. That's discouraging for critters.
Just get that outside light, that natural light, into the room. But we have made a special pass. Look, we've got guests coming, and let's make sure we've done everything we can do in these two rooms to ensure anything that's migrated to this area, you know, isn't going to be a big surprise for our guest. So
I think lighting is a huge issue as well. Everything from getting there, well, first of all, even from finding your house from the street. You know, we had kind of let some of ours go dark, and our neighbors have ended up with a few of our guests. Todd's used to us by now. But so to make sure that the driveway is easy to see, the front door is easy to see, any change of elevation is easy to see, like a stepper or whatever, put a little light there, and then all the way into the house, bathrooms and bedrooms.
You know what I keep thinking about when you mentioned some for some reason light was our sliding glass door, and you almost have to like keep that bolted open. As this time of year, you can do that, but I remember always having to put like a yellow sticky note on the glass because so many people would run into
the
sliding glass door.
Even the screen they run into. Yeah, I keep a little medallion just hanging there, kind of try not to do it eye level because it's just the weirdest thing how you can walk right through or try to walk right through. It doesn't feel very good.
No.
And I tell you, with those rooms that aren't getting quite the use they used to get, it's a great opportunity to go in and give the rooms a white glove test. Pass your hand over the top of the ceiling fan blades. Pay extra special attention to maybe the lint bunnies that are piling up on top of the baseboard or around electrical receptacles. Get in there and open the closet doors and make sure there aren't things that have grown in there that you aren't aware of. Just give the whole room that once-over white glove test. And I would tell you, do all this a week before you're anticipating the guests. Because at that point, it gives you time to respond. Like the broken kitchen faucet at my house right now.
Uh-oh.
Which he didn't get done quite in time. But
well, the cartridge is sitting right there on the counter.
Well, that doesn't count.
I don't think it's getting done today either.
No, it won't get done today. But yeah. I think one of the best things that you can do for guests coming is just to let them know how happy you are they're coming into. And that anticipation of them coming and getting ready, it's just fun to know somebody's looking forward to you coming and getting their house ready for you.
And the great thing about having the house ready for guests is it gives you time to visit. And maybe you've got the good fortune, you can throw your guests in the car and tour them around the great state of Arizona. Last weekend, Jennifer and I were up high at the in the Sierra Ancha mountain range at 7,000 feet, and I could hardly get her home. I mean, she was having me pull the truck over and stop. The whole back passenger section of the truck was filled with limbs of maple trees and sumac trees. And I mean, we had every color imaginable in the back of our truck that we were just picking up from the forest floor. The fall colors were absolutely, in that part of the state, in perfect, majestic presence.
Yeah, you don't have to go far from the desert floor to find really pretty trees right now.
Yeah. So it gives you an opportunity to get out. And with all the festivities and festivals we've got going on, gives you a better opportunity to get out and appreciate those as well. If you've got a remodeling project you want to try and get done for the holidays, I can tell you, unless it's a very small project, you probably waited too long. But if you have a remodeling project you want to tackle after the holidays, now's the time to reach out to your remodeling contractor of choice. Because everyone that wants the project done before Thanksgiving or before Christmas has signed the contract and the work is started. Unless it's some little project. We actually have room at Rosie Remodeling to handle a couple small projects, not before Thanksgiving, but before Christmas, if you've got something you want done. But we're already meeting with people now who want to start the remodeling project in January or February or March. Don't wait too long. Don't let the holiday busyness interfere with your plans for home improvement in the new year. We're going to be back right here at Rosie on the House right after this.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike like the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
yes.
All pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.